God bless you, and thank you for always tuning in to listen to our podcast. I remain your brother, friend, and leader, Walter Sindaka. We have been working on the series Value. Today, we will be doing the third part of Value. And on the third part, we'll be working on a subsection titled 15 Vital Issues in Life to Place Value On. And today we'll be looking at the first vital issue. And the first vital issue is titled Creativity. Creativity. People often feel their life is meaningless due to the boredom brought about by routine and monotony. Creativity is the only antidote to meaninglessness. You are endowed with this unique power of creativity. According to Samuel Johnson, the function of creativity is to make new things familiar and familiar things new. What is creativity? Creativity is unique to human beings. I like you to understand that animals are not creative, as they are moved by only instincts. Human beings can exercise their power of reason in order to change the world. Creativity is a basic need to be happy. I'd like you to understand that we sometimes prefer routine because of the fear of losing and any existing security. Attachment to routine renders your life uninspiring. It renders your life unadventurous and unhappy. Creativity is the most prized prize today. Ideas rule the world, they say. They are the most profit-making possessions of the day. And creative thinking produces ideas. I'd like you to also understand that creativity is the basis of discovery. Creativity tries the untried, it walks the path unknown and imagines the unimaginable, all of which result in discoveries. Creativity causes misunderstanding, and that is why most people are afraid of it. Anything new is often vehemently resisted. You know, I heard the story of Walt Disney, that the founder himself was rejected a couple of times, even in order of hundreds, before ever he discovered Walt Disney. His first cartoons were rejected. We know about a lot of men whose success stories were rejections. Creativity is the path of transcendence. I'd like you to understand that only humans have the ability to transcend, that is to say, to go beyond the immediately accessible. Creativity helps to think and pursue transcendence. Creativity is the requirement that it takes for experience of trust and confidence of others in you, the courage to think and do things differently, and an imagination that can run wild are some of the basic requirements to be creative. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to understand that if we must make anything worldwide in life, we must put value on our creative ability. Every man is a genius. Every man is a genius. The limit of your genius is the limit, is the beginning of your foolishness. I'd like you to understand that the moment you tell your genius mind you can't think, you kill the power of creativity. The first thing God ever wanted to teach you is not that He's a supreme being. The first thing God ever wanted to teach you is not that He is the omnipotent, but the first thing God wanted to teach you is that He is creative. That is why in Genesis chapter 1, verse number 1, Bible says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." He wanted to make us understand He is a creator. He is a creative God. The word God that is Elohim, that is the Godhead, talking about the Trinity, according to 1 John chapter 5 verse 7. Now, I'd like you to understand Now, all it requires is that you should keep track of your ideas at all times. Ideas, insight, and inspirations that flash across your mind may soon disappear with no possibility of a recall unless they are recorded. So keep track of your ideas at all times if you must build your creative genius. The second thing I'd like you to understand is that if you must build your creative genius, you should question everything. An active mind is a creative mind. Questioning the unquestionable is the very basis of creativity. The third requirement you need to keep your creative genius at work is to keep self-controlled or self-informed abilities. Knowledge is power, they say. Therefore, gain as much knowledge as possible in every field conceivable. It will help you to have information handy, thereby ensuring unhindered creativity on your part. You see, avoid any routine way of doing things. There are as many ways of doing things as the number of human beings on the earth. Therefore, look for and learn newer ways of doing things. Avoid being stereotyped and sticking to a particular rule. Be alert and observant. The more alert and observant you are, the more creative you become. Be open to the new. Allow free rein to the imagination, thereby leaving room for new ideas to crop your mind or to crop up. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe you have been blessed. And it's my prayer that the creative genius in you shall not be hindered by life circumstances, because God is a creator, which means that if a goat can give birth to a goat, and a cow gives birth to a cow, and a dog gives birth to a dog, a creator will only give birth to a creator. You are a creator. Put your creative genius into work. It's my prayer that your creative abilities will come to reality. And wherever you are adding value, your value will increase by this creative word you just got today. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. Do not forget to contact us for any contributions to enhance this podcast and make it be viral in the world. As at the time I speak to you now, we are in over 18 different world nations. God bless you for always making this a possibility and for sharing it. The world is our target. Remember, we are citizens of heaven, packaged on earth in a mission to our world. God bless you.